Right when I opened the door, some stupid moth threw in.
That's what the cricket was trying to tell you. The moth wanted in.
Cricket's just been trying to warn you this whole time.
Don't open the door. There's a moth right there.
Dude, moth, dude, moth. Episode 108 of One More Podcastle, part of the VG Evo Podcast Network. My name is Eric Bailey. I am the Nimbus Land Castle Caretaker and the Editor-in-Chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Eric Hunter. I am the Audio Engineer and Community Manager, and I am tormented by noisy insects.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian. And I don't have any witty comment to add at this time.
That's pretty good.
Come back tomorrow. Same Jason Lamb time. Same Jason Lamb place.
If Jason's not in his groove, I guess we just better record tomorrow instead. Pack it up, boys!
How Jason Lamb got his groove back.
I'd watch that.
Just you hanging out watching X-Files. Like, oh yeah.
Pretty much. Oh yeah.
Yep. Skelly's hot. Mulder's weird.
Oh no, Mulder's the best.
He is the best, it's true.
But he's crazy. But no, he's the best.
I was on Reddit or something and somebody had a photo of X-Files and it was every X-Files episode. Mulder, it's aliens. Scully, that's impossible. Mulder, look at the evidence. Scully, well, it must be true. End episode. It's like, yep. Hooray. That's why I love X-Files.
The truth is out there.
I love X-Files.
So,
we should dub over all of X-Files.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Every episode.
That would be terrible.
So, for anyone who has never experienced this podcast, we really are a retro gaming podcast, believe it or not. At some point, you manage to talk about old video games, except for Jason. Jason doesn't play old video games. We're not sure why he's around, why he's here, why we let him stay. He's just Jason.
And that's why we love him.
Aw.
This is democracy in action, I guess. I don't know what that means.
I don't even think Jason knows what that means.
Yeah, well, he can't. He's Canadian.
It's all socialism up here.
It's all socialism.
All socialism. Yep. Speaking of socialism, have you guys played any old video games lately?
In fact, I did.
What? You?
What?
No way!
No
way. Wait, does that mean that all three of us did for the first time in weeks?
Ever, maybe? No.
Ever? Well, I got the Wii U. I picked up Wind Waker HD.
And it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm about like 80-85% through it already.
Nice.
But I've gotten to the point where it's nothing but escort quests or find the Triforce pieces.
Yeah.
It's like, you've got to escort this bird girl through a temple. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I want to leave her at the entrance.
Nobody enjoys this.
Yeah. You have to escort a woodland creature after that.
That's the annoying part. When you start that quest chain, it gives you two options. You can either go to the island with the wind, or the air temple, I guess, or the island with the earth temple. And you would think that, given that choice, you could complete those temples in any order.
No.
So the first thing... Nope. Nope, I went to Earth Temple.
This is a Zelda game?
Yes.
Jason?
But that's
you
that's
may not be aware.
Sense. Went to the Earth Temple, because it's on my stupid map. Got there, learned a song, and it's like, you've got to find this guy who has this fiddle. I'm like, the tree guy had the fiddle. I'm going back to the Deku tree. Get there.
Going back
he's
to the tree guy.
Yeah. He's nowhere. I end up Googling it. It's like, oh yeah, he doesn't actually show up in the game at all until you've completed the air temple, and then he'll be back at the Deku Tree. I'm like,
of course.
I just want to do their. So yeah, I'm with Bird Girl now.
Yeah,
I'm flying over pits and solving puzzles. Yeah, it's good. I also got Metroid Trilogy today.
Yeah, how's that?
I played a little bit of Metroid Prime. It's good. It's it doesn't have any normal controller support. Like, you have with the Metroid
as opposed
Prime Trilogy,
to an abnormal controller support?
You have to use the Wiimote and a nunchuck. You can't use just a standard controller. Like, the original game had, you know, GameCube, of course. So it's a little difficult getting used to kind of waving the remote around to aim at things.
Yeah.
But you don't have any targeting system, right?
That's what doesn't make sense. Where in the original Metroid Prime, they had the lock on every time, so you couldn't miss shooting anything.
Right.
This one, it sells the lock-on, but your Wiimote is independent of the lock-on, so you'll lock on to something, but your Wiimote can still, like, aim outside
of
it.
Oh, gross. Oh, sick. Ugh.
So it's not real lock-on. It's like, you're guaranteed to look at it, but you may not hit it.
We are going to put
it's
you
like
in the
lazy
general direction.
ADD yeah. lock-on. Like,
yeah, it's like,
toddler with a crayon. Lock
yeah,
on.
So it's still pretty good. I'll get used to the controls like eventually.
Cat with a dead mouse lock on.
Yeah. Cat with a dead mouse lock on. That's what Metroid Prime is right now.
Like
on the Wii.
Gophers in a gopher hole lock on.
Yeah. Gophers in a gopher hole lock on.
But you're enjoying it though.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I got some missiles back. Shoot missiles now. It's pretty good.
It's important. It's important.
It is.
Shoot missiles.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Good.
Pew, pew, yeah. Pew, 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 what about you guys? What have you played?
Jason pew, Lamb pew, playing a console pew, pew, game.
Pew, pew. Yeah, what
we're
the hell?
We're so proud of you, Jason.
I'm disappointed in myself.
What?
We're not.
Say that.
I could rant about the Wii U forever. What a stupid freaking console. But I won't.
But you love it.
You know what it's like? It's like having a stupid brother. It's like having a brother who's just like a complete idiot. But you've grown up with him. You love him. He's still a lot of fun when, you know, you hang out with him. But at the end of the day, you just go home shaking your head going like, how in the hell am I related to this guy?
Wow.
That's what having a Wii U is like. But it's still a lot of fun.
Right, yeah, no, that actually, that's pretty, makes a lot of sense.
You have a thing with apt Nintendo analogies, I have to admit.
He spends a lot of time thinking about them.
Yeah.
That's, so yeah. It's not even
his
gift,
toy maker,
his
stupid
yeah.
brother.
Yeah, it's yeah, that's
it all
yeah,
makes sense.
Dead on.
Yeah,
it all makes sense.
Yep.
I had the misfortune of playing a game called Chronicles of the Sword for the Sony PlayStation. Now, what I'm about to tell you guys is going to sound really cool, but believe me, it is not. So Chronicles of the Sword is this super overly presumptuous kind of point-and-click adventure game. And you play in the time frame of Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. And you play as this kind of no-name guy. There's a lot of treachery afoot within the kingdom. And you are set off on to a quest to kind of uncover what's going on and get clues and stuff like that. So
cool.
It's two discs. There is a ton of Funimation video, and it doesn't look that bad. Like, it's very overzealous for the PlayStation, if that makes any sense. Like, it looks too good. Like, there's no way. Like, the shadows are really good. The 3D figures are pretty impressive. This game is terrible. Like, this game is hot garbage.
So just to clarify, it's not just a presumptuous point-and-click game. Like, it's more presumptuous than a normal point-and-click game.
Correct.
It's like beyond. Wow. Okay.
Because the whole build up to you when you actually start the game, like there's dude's arms getting shut off, and there's, you know, like the king's, I don't even know exactly what he was, squire. He's, you know, trying to bring the knights down from the inside, and you're tasked to go out and, you know, find Merlin. But the game is just, it's really bad. So one, and Jason's going to love this bit, but it's a point-and-click adventure that you use a directional pad with.
Oh, God.
With a little mouse pointer. The little mouse pointer. So everything's pre-rendered. All the backgrounds.
It's a DOS game.
Yeah, so it came out for the Windows as well.
Yeah.
So it's all the backgrounds are pre-rendered, so it's you're just a character who's kind of walking and very elaborate backgrounds, but everything just looks a little off because he's obviously not pre-rendered. The guy walks extremely slow.
Of course.
Like, so slow that I was able to, like, put the controller down after directing him to go to a certain spot on the screen, take a sip of my drink, check Twitter, and then proceed back to the game. So there's the
Bjarf.
Yeah, so like most point and click games, you know, you've got the little hotspots that you can click on and interact with things.
Yeah.
These things are so tiny that I was literally walking around for probably about 15 minutes only to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. Let me search Google. Oh, this little 2 pixel by 2 pixel square. Yeah, you're supposed to click on that. And then you have to select your sword and put it into the eye of this thing.
Of course, you idiot. Duh.
But I really want to play this game because it's got everything I want. Why? I love point and click games. I'm super into the whole Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Merlin's cool. He's got magic and stuff. I mean, who would not want to go on an adventure like that? But it's just, it's so bad.
Sounds awesome. Huh.
So yeah, Chronicles of the Sword. And the box art's kick-ass. Awesome. Like, that's what, that was actually the thing that made me pick it up.
That's how they get you, especially back then.
Yeah.
Box art.
I mean, plus it was $5, so that helps.
Well, yeah.
Any game that's like two discs, that's $5, you know you're in for a hell of a time. Because there's no way I'm ever getting to that second disc.
No.
Like, I might as well just scratch it up on purpose, because, like, I know I will never, never play that far to get to the second disc. So.
Excellent.
That was sad. It's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back.
I'm pretty sure I fared better than you, Hunter.
I hope so.
Although it sounds like I could have eaten a roadkill sandwich and fared better than you. But I had a couple friends up at the house over the weekend.
That's a lie.
And one of them is... You can think this is just a story if you'd like. But one of them's basically my... longtime best friend, grew up across the street, like always over each other's houses playing video games. So there came a good point in the weekend to just sit down and knock out some games. We fired up the old NES and we played Super Dodgeball, nice. Super Spike V-Ball, which we both really like. We're both really good at it.
It's even better.
A lot of nights spent at his house trying to beat it. This is a crazy phenomenon. I wanted to mention this. So, like, we used to play it fairly often, like, every week. Like, we were, for a while, like, we would try and beat the World Cup, and we never would. We'd always, like, get defeated. We'd continue a couple times. Just this grueling thing we would do until we were exhausted and go to sleep. So, here we are, like, grown men who haven't played the game together in maybe 15 years, about. Picked up the controllers, and we were instantly already better than we ever were as kids.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't even that we were rusty one bit. It was we got further than we ever managed to in those days. We got to the U.S. Navy, which, ridiculous, hard, impossible-seeming But yeah, we never got to the U.S. Navy as kids. We're like, what is it? What, we beat them? Yeah. So that was good. Also played Silver Surfer because I'm an idiot and thought that'd be fun. Turned out not to be fun. He had never played it before. I just told him it's a shooter. It's considered one of the hardest games ever. And like in his like, we played the two player. There's a two player mode for some stupid reason. Just to see who get a high score, like who can survive, you know, seconds longer than the other. His second death, he's like, "This is stupid," and he puts his controller down. Like in the back of mind, I'm thinking, maybe it's fun with a friend, maybe it's a mindless good time. Nope. He thinks it's stupid. Doesn't want to play anymore. That's fine. And Contra, we ended with Contra. 30 lives code. Not ashamed to admit. 30 lives.
Don't be ashamed. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. So it was a case of I beat it, he died, but still, we beat the Red Falcon, so that's all that matters, right?
I mean...
So as you guys know, after a few weeks of not playing old games,
yeah,
very cathartic for me. It was good.
Good.
See what happens?
Good to know I still like old Nintendo games.
You go a couple of weeks without playing video games, you're thinking about selling off your collection... And then suddenly you play video games, and it's like, what was I thinking?
It's super fun. Crazy. Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, that was a really good time. What? Insane.
Happens every time.
So, yeah, I guess so.
Fire! Hang on, April.
Speaking of occasional psychotic breaks and delusional episodes, we have a listener email discussion question. It goes like this. Greetings, fellow gamers of the past. Hi, guys. This past weekend, I went to Galloping Ghost Arcade in Brookfield, Illinois, and had a blast. While I was there, I played a few arcade versions of some NES classics like Contra, Ninja Gaiden, and Punch-Out. I personally didn't think they were very good, but it got me thinking of a listener question for you guys. What arcade version of a console game do you think was better than the console version, and what arcade version do you think was worse than the console version? Congrats on 100 episodes and 2 years. And apparently I neglected to not include his name. Whoops.
That was Chris Owens.
I sent you guys an email. Chris Owens, that's right. No, it was Chris somebody.
It was Chris somebody.
Chris. Shows how much I care about our fans. Way to go, Eric.
Good job, Bailey. Making us all look good.
So, yes, Chris Owens. Chris. That's really my job as editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Arcade version, console version?
Kind of curious of what Jason's thinking.
Me too.
I'm going to say... Yes, with all my experience with arcade games and...
Oh, Jason, just so you know a little bit of a basic idea, I'm going to try to get you to be able to envision this. Back before they put the hardware onto a system small enough that you could put in your home and pop individual game cartridges, they would actually have standing dedicated machines. Like, are you familiar
with a pinball?
Dedicated
hardware units?
Yeah. Are you familiar with a pinball table?
Yes.
It was kind of like that idea. You would stand in front of it and use the controls on that machine to play the one game, and you would pop quarters in and play till you died.
That's ridiculous.
Have its own little cathode ray television screen, and yeah.
It's just stupid. Now, I'm going to say any light gun game ever, regardless of what it was, is better in an arcade.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
I could probably agree with that.
That is a bold statement.
Yeah.
Any light gun game.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Arcade version.
Yeah, I know my choices, but...
In terms of an arcade game that was worse than the console version?
Reach back, Jason. Reach way back.
Can you think of a game? Can Jason Lamb...
The only example
of a video game
was that they... I don't even think it counts as... It's not even retro... they made a Half-Life 2 arcade game.
What?
Oh my gosh. That is the most Jason Lamb answer.
Yep. Yes, it is. That I haven't even played it. Just looks awful.
That's probably worse than the
Yeah, it's called Half-Life 2 Survivor.
You think it's worse than the console version of Half-Life 2?
Ooh. Oh, right. Console.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a video game, like our subject matter.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's worse. I'm gonna say it's worse than the video game version of Half-Life 2.
Wow, yeah, this arcade does look good.
The console version. Hmm?
Yeah, on the PS2.
Just the initial setup looks really bad.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not gonna bother to look it up because it's not a video game. So.
No, it's a video game.
What's You're sorts? Right. I'm just teasing. Yeah, just kind of barely.
Connor, what do you think? Touching on Contra, it definitely falls into the kind of this weird arcing. It was like 2 or 3 years where the NES ports were just completely different games and just so much better than the arcade. Like, I'd even put like Double Dragon 2.
Ooh. Yeah.
Definitely Ninja Gaiden. Because Ninja Gaiden was like a weird beat 'em up for the arcade. Very strange.
Much slower paced.
Michael Jackson, Moonwalker. Mm-hmm. I definitely think the Genesis game was better than the arcade. I enjoyed the arcade game, but I think the Genesis version had more there. Yeah, there's like a, it's a weird rash of games where Nintendo was like, no, we want something better. Please give us something better. Contra, definitely. But in terms of an arcade game that's better than the console version, Smash TV.
Ooh.
A much better arcade game.
The console version.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you got to play the arcade version. Hmm. Oh.
Yeah, the controls. I mean, you can't really replicate that.
I mean, when you got two joysticks, that was the beauty of arcades because they weren't tied to a single machine. So they could literally create anything that they wanted to create to control the game. You know?
Well, arcades are so funny because they technically kind of had an analog controller. And then the Atari 2600 did. And then Nintendo was like, nope, let's restrict it to 4 cardinal directions. And everyone's like, whoa, this is super innovative.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, it's just...
It's kind of going backwards.
Kind of a funny phenomenon. Yeah, right? Like
stifles creativity. Yeah. But I mean, it'd be kind of hard to bring out a peripheral for every different game just because the developers wanted it to be controlled in a very particular way. Like just
Super Nintendo just could have been dual analog. But no, NES had to go with the D-pad.
Oh, another arcade game that's worse than the console version? Tetris. You ever try to play Tetris with a joystick? It's literally impossible.
Literally.
That's like the fourth time I've said that word. I should probably say something else.
Literally.
Literally.
That's a good word.
Wait, that was five.
It's literally a word.
I don't know. So, yeah, Smash TV. I'm going to go with Smash TV. Much better than the console.
All right, cool. Yeah, my picks. This one, you can say it's controversial, whatever. I prefer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game on NES, over Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game. Even though I really like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the arcade game, and spent a decent amount of money on it. For two reasons. One, the NES game has additional things. Bonus levels, a couple new bosses. Some people are like, oh, it's just padding. Like, eh, it's just Nintendo trying to... whatever, Konami. But if you actually go back and play the arcade game of Ninja Turtles, it's really hard and unfair, and you realize what a quarter-munching monster it really is. But, gosh, the NES was so good at taking beloved arcade experiences and breaking the heart of any kid who brought home the NES game thinking it would be anything like it. Tons of examples... But I'm going to go with Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Not even the worst NES game. But, I mean, you play in the arcade, you can choose from 4 different characters, and there's all kinds of fun sound effects, and you know, speech effects and crazy bosses and different genres. You got shoot 'em up. Play the NES game. Super lame. Just, you know, four player. I have to go rescue Hawkeye and then switch between them. But if one dies, I have to fight my way back to. Crazy. Off. Ugh. And Ghostbusters, the arcade game of Ghostbusters, is about 17,000 times better than the NES game Ghostbusters.
At least.
Oh, X-Men. Oh. Maybe that just makes me sad. Play X-Men in the arcades.
It's really good.
Play X-Men on the NES.
It's really bad.
Wolverine doesn't even have claws.
I never did get that. Because even in the Wolverine game for the NES, it's like, no, I
oh.
Wolverine, you're going to penalize me for using my claws? It's Wolverine.
Yeah, it damages you to use your claws. Yeah. Stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
Ah. Oh.
You thought this was a good idea. Like,
how did that meeting go? Like, who decided that? Yeah. It had to have been a room full of programmers who had no familiarity with the character.
Right.
You're like, okay, so what's this guy do? He has a healing factor. He has claws. What? Like, does he wear them? Does he stick them on? No. Apparently they burst out from his hands. Ooh, wouldn't that hurt? Make it hurt. Ugh. Okay. Ugh.
X-Men's really bad.
So anyway, where were we? Sorry. Some arcade games
X-Men
were better in the arcade.
Suck.
And some games were better on the console.
I still remember having conversations with my brother because it was like, oh, Mortal Kombat's been announced. It's coming for the Super NES.
Oh, what the, they're even managing to put it on the Game Boy? Can you imagine how awesome a portable... oh, my gosh, this is awful!
So then we got to the point where it's like, okay, what's going to be stripped out? Like, how are they going to... because they have to degrade this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's sad about that... and I think I've discussed this before, but there's still some arcade games that have gone through that degrading process when it goes to as a port to a home console that still hasn't got like a proper quote unquote arcade release. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a few games out there, and of course I can't remember any of them. I mean, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. I mean, that arcade game never technically got ported correctly to a console, you know what I mean? Like, you can't play the beat 'em up anywhere except for in the arcade.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, those games are long gone now. Like, nobody's going to go back and re-release those. Well, they might, you know. Somebody's desperate for money. But, I don't know.
Capitalistic vampires.
Parasitic. Just a bunch of games that I remember playing as a kid that I can't even remember the names of them because it was like a flash in the pan game. And it was a lot of fun. And you go back a month or two later and it's gone. It's been replaced by something else. And you'll never hear or see that game again.
There was an arcade version of Ghostbusters where it was like a overhead view. You walk around shooting ghosts. Real simple, real fun. It was like Gauntlet with
Ghostbusters.
And out of all the console iterations, not a single one has even come close to doing that,
right?
Except the European game, but I mean, he plays games in Europe.
Yeah, but then like Winston's like purple though, isn't he? It's like a weird purple color.
I don't remember. Maybe, yeah. Ugh, poor guy.
I know, right? Always gets the short end of the stick.
If anyone listening would like to send in your own listener email discussion question, the email address is podcast@onemorecastle.com. Please send in your questions. We rely on them to provide a portion of the content for every episode.
We do. That's a very true statement.
Wait. Everyone be really quiet. Oh, now the cricket shuts up. That's great.
Stupid cricket.
That's stupid cricket.
Oh. Heard it.
Just got to delete.
No, there he is.
It's very upsetting.
For anyone that hasn't figured it out, there's a cricket at Hunter's house, and
it's right outside the
sometimes
door.
Sometimes we can hear it in the headphones. It's really funny. Tell me. Music break! back. That was Find the Red Coin by Soul Signal, a Super Mario 64 remix that I kind of like. It has some neat progression in it. I don't know. You can download it. It's pretty cool. Speaking of, it's pretty cool. It's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
For anyone who doesn't know, this is the best part of our show. It's the part where we have each secretly chosen an old video game. We'll have 1 minute to reveal our choice to each other and our audience for the first time. And then we're just going to argue about who picked the best game. That's going to be it. That's what we do. But the best part is that you, the audience members, get to vote for your favorite of the three games in a poll on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. So remember, new episodes Monday mornings, and you can vote for your favorite showdown pick. We do two episodes ago because otherwise there'd be like only a few days to vote. 2 episodes ago, the theme was shark games, and the Retro Showdown poll winner was Hunter with Echo Dreamcast.
It wasn't
like a horrifying beatdown in the vote. But it did beat Casino Kid and the Jaws game that Jason brought.
Casino Kid.
I would like to note, though, Casino Kid actually got like a few votes. Like, good work out there, audience.
You don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't encourage those.
Tonight I promise I'm sticking to the theme, and I'm really truly picking what I think is the utmost example of our theme.
We will be the judges of that.
So, traditionally I go first, and Jason is a timekeeper. So I guess, Jason, let me know when you're ready, because I guess I'm ready. I wrote out a little intro.
All right. You ready?
Don't be too excited, Jason.
Just go.
So, for the Retro Showdown tonight, our theme is games that feature poorly dressed protagonists. I picked a Super Nintendo game that was released in 1991. It's called Super Mario World, and the protagonist is a portly plumber named Mario. Let me tell you about Mario's fashion sense, or lack thereof. Before he even puts on a single shred of clothing, he is sporting the thickest pedophile mustache you've ever seen. Unless you're a porn star in the disco era, you really don't need to be rocking that look, dude. I don't care how Italian you are. But it gets worse from there. Get this. His outfit of choice is overalls. Yeah, blue denim overalls with a long-sleeved red shirt. Like, seriously? Who are you? The janitor at an asylum for the colorblind? And what's crazy to me is that throughout the Mario franchise, it's a whole series of games, if you can believe that.
Three,
his bizarre outfits
two,
are never addressed.
One, time.
He falls
time,
in love
time.
With a freaking
I'm gonna
princess.
Mute you.
Wow, you actually muted him. That's amazing. That's amazing. He's still going. Oh, what is he saying?
I don't know.
Yeah, you might as
Should
well.
Should I unmute him? I can't. Only he can unmute himself.
Oh, really?
I think.
I was going to say, you might want to tell him, because I don't think he knows. There he is.
You know, I can fly, so I'm going to add a yellow cape. Dude, nobody wears capes. You're not from Transylvania. So, seriously, I really believe this Mario guy is the worst dressed protagonist in video gaming history.
Pretty sure you've used your time for like the next 3 showdowns.
So totally worth it.
All right.
Hunter gets to bear witness to an epic rant.
That's true. Yeah. Because I'm going to have to edit it out. So.
Are you ready?
It's got to be live. Oh, is it my turn?
All right, go, Hunter.
Okay. There aren't too many things that you can do while not wearing pants. And one of those things is definitely racing in a tiny go-kart while throwing projectiles at your opponents. The pick I brought this week was Mickey Speedway USA for the for the Nintendo 64. Released in 2000, Mickey Speedway USA takes Mickey Mouse's dog Pluto being kidnapped by the weasels for his diamond collar, which is later found out to be fake. As one of the drivers, including Disney's including Disney characters such as Mickey, Minnie, Donald, the pantless driver, Daisy, Goofy, and Pete, the player races on tracks in the United States based on locations such as New York, Alaska, Los Angeles, and Seattle to find the weasels and save Pluto. It's Mickey's Speedway USA.
Huh.
If you want, you've got an extra 2 minutes.
Oh, to make? No. I'll save it for when I really need it.
No?
Cool. Bank. No.
Dammy Bailey. All right. I guess I'll go. I guess I'm going to have to use my backup. My backup Bailey's a dick pic.
I think that's funny that that's part of the podcast now, is that we have to have a backup dick pic from Bailey.
I just think we should let other people go first every once in a while.
Nope.
Unless you guys like letting me set the tone and being able to react to it. It seems like you've gotten into that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm fine.
I mean, Donald doesn't have any pants. So.
All right.
Race on a go-kart.
All right. I guess I'll start. On an ocean somewhere. On an island. There's a bunch of villagers. And they have a tradition. And that tradition is, when you come of age, you have to wear a tacky green tunic.
Nice.
Why?
Nice.
Because you're older now. And you have to have responsibility. What kind of responsibility? Like that of the hero of time. Ooh. So on Outset Island, when this little kid, who inexplicably is a real dick to his grandma, he's given a green tunic, only to have his sister kidnapped by a bird, and then he rescues her. And he's still a dick to his grandma every time he visits on his journey. He'll stop in and be like, oh, grandma hasn't seen me for a while? Oh, she's sleeping. Well, I won't wake her up. Or, oh, grandma wants to talk to me about, oh, where's Errol? Where's your sister? And I'll just be like, I don't know. I'm mute. I'm just going to go pick up pigs and throw them at things. It's Zelda Wind Waker.
Wow.
That was poetic. I've never thought of Wind Waker that way.
Yeah.
I did almost go the tacky tunic route, though. I'm glad somebody did.
Oh. It's not even tacky. Like, multiple times in the game, people literally go to him, isn't that hot for this weather? And he's just like, oh.
So basically,
I mean, I guess it could be.
Yeah, he's inappropriately dressed for the weather.
Yeah.
Hunter, you are so screwed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
I don't understand why. I have one of the most beloved childhood figures in all of history on my side.
That's true.
See, so do we, though.
The game is also based off of the definitive kart racing engine, which is Diddy Kong Racing for the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, but it takes all the whimsical imagination of Diddy Kong Racing and replaces it with the sterilized view of actual Americana. Like, you can't get less fun than putting America into a video game without guns.
That's not
a
true.
Formula
Crazy
for
break,
no yeah. fun. Yeah, that's okay. It's still a racing game. It's just how good can it really be?
I mean,
without red shells or machine guns.
I mean, Halo 2
that's
was
my
supposed
theory.
To take place in the United States. So
what?
That's
really?
A long story. Yeah.
Oh,
during
okay.
one of the demos, they were playing in New York City, and then they took it out and put it on a strange alien planet instead. So, anyway.
That's a good decision.
Makes sense.
See why they did it.
Maybe.
So, tell me about this Mickey character.
Well, Mickey is a mouse that talks.
Okay.
And there's a word for that, and I can't remember what it is.
Anthropomorphic?
Yeah, I never would have came up with that one. He also has a bunch of friends. That are, what's the word again?
Anthropomorphic.
I'm sorry. That's just not a word that I just throw around every day. So, and along the way, he meets a dog that he names Pluto.
Chirp.
Which sadly is not
Cricket.
Anapomorphic. Cricket. Even though there is a dog that walks on two legs, Cricket. That is. Which Cricket. Is kind of odd. Goes by the name Goofy. Now.
So, why does Mickey have friends?
Why doesn't he have friends? Everybody's got friends.
Who would want to be friends with a talking mouse?
A pantless duck who dresses in Perfect a sailor answer. Shirt and hat. That is who. He goes by the name Donald.
Is he the protagonist who represents your choice for poorly dressed? The duck?
Yes.
Is he Correct. Donnie the Duck? Donnie the Duck?
It's Donald. Donald. It's the proper...
He's a sailor?
Well, he wears a sailor, like, hat.
That's kind of funny, because, you know, he's a duck. He's on the water.
But if you want to talk about being poorly dressed, I mean, you are cruising to the speeds of upwards of probably 10 to maybe 15 miles per hour. And he's not wearing any pants.
That sounds dangerous. Talk about skid marks.
Have you ever tried to go to like a go-kart racing track without any pants on? They're not going to let you in.
Talk about taking the tight inside turn.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Talk about
the skid mark one does. That's funny.
The tunnel.
That's funny. So, but yeah. You brought a guy who was a plumber at one point who got thrusted into a magical mushroom kingdom. And you're faulting for that? He's not going to just change his clothes once he gets there.
But see, he does sometimes. Like, throughout the series
does
of
he, though,
these Mario games, he gets these items, these power-ups, and they change his outfit, and somehow it just gets worse. Like, in Super Mario Bros. 3 for the Nintendo Entertainment System console,
Never
this Mario protagonist guy, I know, it's, you shouldn't even try it. This Mario guy, there's this whole world. It's like island land or whatever. There's water everywhere. You swim and stuff, right? There's a power-up that helps you swim better. What could it be? Could it be a scuba suit or at least a pair of flippers? No. An entire freaking frog suit. Like, he looks like a... He puts on a frog suit. Ridiculous. Nobody
Are you sure,
in a
though?
Frog suit.
Like,
Am
is
I
it
sure
really
that
because...
He
is it a suit
a
or
well,
is
no,
he
no.
skinning a frog?
No, what I'm saying is like, he goes back and forth so quickly that it doesn't even make sense. He's not Superman. He just can't change his clothes and, you know, a flash of an eye. But maybe it's not even a suit at all, that it's more magic. And he's always wearing...
But that's worse.
...the like, overalls with red...
So
How
his
is that worse?
Fashion is restricted to the magic being used upon him at any given moment? Ugh, poor guy.
He's pumping out poop out of a toilet, and he gets thrown into a mushroom kingdom through a pipe.
It's true.
Mushroom I mean... King. He's got to be stinking by now.
But he never changes out of his plumbing outfit. Like, there are games in the series where he has these, like, quasi-romantic moments with a member of the royal family, like the heir to the throne, like the future queen. Does he bother putting on a tie, wearing a tux, looking a little formal? Nope. Overalls and a red shirt.
Where's he going to get the clothes? He's surrounded by miniature people. With
yeah,
little
he wears
mushroom hats.
A hat. This isn't the 50s. Nobody wears hats. Are any one of us three right now wearing a hat?
I vaguely remember us having a hat night.
Yeah.
Where we all wore hats.
We did.
Yeah, clearly it was a bad idea because we haven't done it since.
Maybe we should.
Maybe well, we should.
No, hats are not in. Hats are bad. And Mario's.
I mean, if I had a.
Same
one more castle hat, I'd wear it.
25 years. That hat probably smells like decomposing koalas.
Wow.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't make
any
sense.
That was oddly specific. I don't know either. He's not even Australian. Yeah, that was stupid. That joke went.
Sounds like you're
all that build
pulling
up
from personal experiences.
I don't know anything about dead koalas. I don't know what you're talking about, Hunter. I think you should stop this line of inquiry before you get hurt. Or before something mysterious happens to your loved ones, maybe. You know. So
I will be quiet then.
How about we don't talk about the dead koalas anymore? Can we all agree to that? Jason, do you agree? We shouldn't talk about the dead koalas?
I don't know. Harm. Never heard such a thing. Is Link really ill-dressed?
Thank you. Thank you.
He is given, honestly, within like the first half hour of the game, multiple people go, "Aren't you a little hot in that?" He's like, when he just gets on a boat.
He just goes,
Really, that's what's
it gets on
right.
And the best part is weird little face.
Yeah.
The red lion.
The red lion.
And the various fish. Hey!
That fish is the best.
So annoying.
And then I want to set that as my ringtone.
Every square just to talk to this idiot. And you got to buy bait for him. And it's like, come on, man. Like, you know me. I met you 20 times before now. You still want me to feed you?
Yeah, he's hungry. That's the thing. Yeah, that's just stupid.
Whole ocean.
Smile fry.
No food.
He's greedy. That's a greedy fish.
I still think.
Mute green tunic wearing boy on a talking boat to buy black market contraband fish food.
I know, right?
To feed him.
From a guy who can't stay in one place, he has to move because, like the police officials are constantly tailing him, so he's always on the move.
Kaboom! Oh, what a good game!
That is a good game. It's completely insane.
Describe it though; it's completely magical. Are you hot? And he says,
And he just jumps on a boat. He's like, "I'm gonna fight and pigs."
Oh, my flippy floppies. Oh, my
God.
But no, I'm with Hunter.
It's a weird game.
Jason is disqualified this week because in a medieval fantasy setting, a tunic
it's not medieval. It takes place in the future.
That's right.
It's sci-fi.
I wouldn't go that far.
if anything, come on. They've got like cybernetic talking fish. Like, those had to be genetically engineered.
This discussion needs to branch outside the podcast. Like, you need to write a feature about this or something like that.
The polar ice caps are a robot.
Is it
the polar ice caps have melted.
Science fiction.
Flooding the world. People now live on, like, the top of landmasses.
Oh, that's why they ask if he's hot. Not because he's wearing a tunic, but because he's contributing to global
warming.
They're
closer. And they're closer to the sun.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a huge cannon he's got.
At least
on that
they're not
boat, man.
Closer to the
a huge
moon.
Cannon.
Because we saw what happened when they tried that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man. You know, I'll give them one thing with this. They included in the HD edition, something called the Speed Sail.
Yeah.
Which you can get. You can switch to it. And it makes the wind be like directly behind you no matter what. And you just go faster.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so you don't have to play the Wind Waker to change the direction of the wind.
Yeah, it does speed things up considerably.
Yeah.
It basically takes the whole premise and title of the game and changes it. It's like,
imagine
if Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, took away all the having to wear a mask to activate all the special abilities. Just, Link just gains these powers as he.
Well, there was only like three.
Owns the mask. You don't have to put them on. No, other masks do other stuff. But
That's right. There was only three that like transformed you into something. That's right.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I didn't give that game much time. I just didn't care for it.
Ocarina of Time. What? You didn't care for Majora's Mask?
I've never played it.
Not a big fan of time trials. And to me, that's just one giant time trial.
Oh.
Because, like, if you don't get far enough to go back in time within the first 3 days, then your game's practically over. And you got to start all
over
again.
But that's what happens. Like, the first thing you do is get the song that allows you to go back infinitely.
I must have
missed it. Are you one of those people who thought the owl statues were the only way you could save your game? Because I've heard multiple people say that's why they hate the game. They completely whooshed on the whole concept.
No, I never had a problem.
It sounds like you legitimately just dislike the premise, so I can respect that a whole lot more.
I think Child Link's kind of a
dick to his grandma.
No,
he's a huge dick to his grandma.
You can't wake up a sleeping robot when they power down, Jason. Yeah. I mean, and even if she does boot up, she's going to boot up in safe mode, and she's not going to have any idea who he is.
Even when his sister's, like, kidnapped, and his grandma gives him the shield, like, all, like, super emotionally, he doesn't hug her. He doesn't, you know, he just kind of, yeah, like, looks at her, and you literally just walk out the door.
Well, he's a man now. This is what's making him into a man. Like, I think what he's wearing is perfect, because the tunic that he wears represents this, I mean, at this point in the series, this mythical creature that was known as the Hero of Time. Like, he's just, you know, it's all fairy tale now. It doesn't mean anything. But it's just this weird tradition that they do. And the fact that he actually gets to go on a great adventure, which parallels what the Hero of Time did, his dress is perfect. Like, you couldn't ask for a better dress.
It is funny, though. I remember playing Wind Waker, and my wife was watching the moment when I got the shield. So it's this heavy emotional, you know, my grandma's very like, oh,
right. Shield.
And I remember the moment I got it, first thing I started doing, running all over her house, breaking everything I could.
Right, exactly.
And my wife is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, ah!
Just a little kid.
Oh, what a dick.
You got your most immature teenager, giving him your priceless heirloom and watching him go vomit in it at a bad party.
I still feel bad about that, though. Going into people's houses and breaking their pots. Like, I know I have to, still, just because I need the rupees, still, but...
Yeah, still a strange thing to think about.
Yeah.
Just smashing, it's like, pots, oh, on the people.
Let me give you this very piece of vital information that you need to continue your quest. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to steal all your shit. So, high fives. Catch you later. Link out.
Just, and don't you dare break that smile on your face, because if for a moment you look pissed off, I'll burn your house down. I'm the Hero of Time. I know magic. I have weapons.
He's got fire arrows. He could.
It's true. Just drop,
like,
a bomb and take off running.
Every person in every Legend
of Zelda
game
shell a town
has a fake smile. They're like, yeah, hi, Link. Please don't kill us. Yeah. Oh, he's breaking our stuff again.
He's just a tyrant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this crazy psychopath thinks he's on a quest. He's just going around killing things. Innocent animals.
Things, smashing stuff.
Smashing stuff. Blowing stuff up.
Yeah. I just saw him shoot the sun with an arrow, then go fishing for an hour. What is his deal?
Who does that? He just keeps warping from place to place. It's going to make him sick.
Yeah.
Time travel makes you sick.
I'm concerned about him. He's like challenging the postman to a foot race. Like, what? Is he delusional? Yeah, I heard he went into an all-female encampment, like this village of all females. He just shot them all in the back of the head with a bow and arrow.
Like, he stole a horse.
Like, what is wrong? Yeah.
He stole a horse in the dead of night. Stole a horse.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'll race you. Oh,
she likes me better.
The fence.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah. What a turd.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he cheats at all the games. He's underage, but he got into the milk bar. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, like, why he gets that privilege.
God, that's a creepy bit in Majora's Mask, too. The whole milk, the whole milk thing with the sisters. Yeah. God, it's creepy.
Yeah, there's a few disturbing parts.
The hell was Nintendo thinking?
Like, in Majora's Mask, you can actually walk into the bar and, like, there's people who are, like, drinking their sorrows and are really sad about things. It's like, yeah. Oh, that's... Wow, that's in my video game right now. Huh.
There you go.
Drink up, ye hearties.
So no pants cart racer, I think, wins.
Yep.
We don't really care about your game, Hunter. We're gonna keep talking about Legend of Zelda.
That's fine. I love the Legend of Zelda. I mean, come on.
I've never played generic Disney mascot trademark brand name racer before. Is it actually any good?
It plays like Diddy Kong Racing.
Cool.
Okay.
There's a couple of added tidbits here and there. Like, they cleaned up the UI a bit. They made things just a little bit more sharper. frame rates a lot faster than it was in Diddy Kong Racing. They got all the annoying Mickey Mouse tropes.
Can you be like a plane or a boat?
No, it's only a cart.
So they improved the graphics
by taking
out two-thirds of the types of racing gameplay.
Correct. Well, you have to think, Mickey Mouse's head is so big that they needed the extra mega power to really render him as they should have.
They needed the extra mega power. Jason, as a PC and computing enthusiast, what do you think of Hunter's use of the technical term mega power here? They needed more mega power to render Mickey's head.
It's pretty accurate. Mickey's head does take an immense amount of mega power.
There you go. I mean,
I sit corrected.
Sega Genesis games used to advertise on the box how much mega power the game had. 16 mega power!
That's true.
Yeah.
Some Super Nintendo games, the biggest Nintendo game ever made, it's over 40 mega powers.
Yeah. As a kid, I didn't even know what
that
meant.
I think that was a meme a while back. It was like a Dragon Ball Z episode. It was like, it's over 9 mega powers! I'm pretty sure that was a...
I'm not really too sure what Dragon Ball Z is, so...
It's kind of like Turtle Crate F, but instead of Dragon Balls and Warrior Z. Otherwise, it's exactly like Turtle Crate F.
Okay, I see what you're... Good grief.
Wind Waker is a great game.
It is.
I really like it, so it's tough. It's tough to...
Link's a dick. There's your argument.
But he's...
Is he? Is he?
Is he?
Oh, huge. He's... Huge. But rescues his sister. Doesn't even like... It's like, oh, hey. You're going home with this weird pirate. I'm going to go... I don't know. Look at rocks across the ocean. It's a dick.
So do you guys have any thoughts on Super Mario World?
I just don't care about it.
I just don't think you're looking at it correctly. That's all.
Yeah. He's a plumber. He should wear that.
But it's not good. He's not well-dressed at all.
He is for a plumber.
Yeah, which is what he
is. But he's not a plumber. He's a hero. You're not plumbing in the game. That's not what the game is. You're not playing Mario the plumber.
He is a plumber. Yeah.
He is his occupation. He's not a pantsless duck on a go-kart. That's all I'm saying.
He is a plumber.
So, okay, Jason, would you really say that driving while not wearing pants is... Okay, yeah. When you put it that way, yeah, you're right, Hunter. Dang.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Pantsless.
That is worse than Hunter won that one. I think it's time for final arguments. Hunter, why should anyone vote for Disney brand trademark racer, watered down Diddy Kong racer?
Pantsless stuck on a go-kart? That's...
Clearly, he just needs some rocket pants.
That's what he needs. Jason's... He needs some rocket pants.
Why should anyone vote for what a couple crazy idiots probably consider the worst Zelda game ever made?
Whoa. Probably because Link wears a really heavy... Probably cotton tunic.
What?
Not heavy. It's
cotton's not heavy. You mean like wool?
Yeah, wool.
Like lead.
Do you not have sheep wool. In Canada?
A lead.
I don't. There's no sheep in the game. It's a really
they don't have
heavy,
cotton up there,
like
that's for sure.
Wool tunic in the heat, and it's like tropical, but not.
Who said it's wool?
I don't know. Link's
sheep
a dick.
In the Zelda series.
Feel bad for his grandma.
Pork. It's a pork tunic. They have pig. I don't know.
And so, yeah, it's refined pig fat.
Oh, you should vote for
dyed green
World
and smeared on his body.
Because you know you love the game, and you know that overalls are a poor fashion choice. That's our showdown. Thanks for experiencing it alongside us. Just a reminder, the live stream broadcasts at 7:30 p.m. Central every Thursday evening. We've been doing this for over 2 years now. Kind of weird. Only broadcasting for most of that time.
Yep.
I want to give a shout out. I'm really tired all of a sudden. I want to give a shout out to the live stream commenters. What's up, Valerie? Christopher Schwartz. Doc Sigma, whose real name I won't reveal. You have to find out yourself. Eric Bailey and Jason Lamb, they made it on there too. Jonathan Higgins, only temporarily. And anyone who watched but didn't have the courage to comment, that's cool. That's cool.
We don't hate.
You go do your thing. Yep. We have a community gaming night this month. I think it's Wednesday, the 22nd of October. Yes. We're playing Team Fortress 2. Just as a group.
Just as a thing.
Should be fun. Just as a thing. Yeah. OneMoreCastle.com/shop has t-shirts. Check it out. And follow me on Twitter at Nintendo_Legend. Hunter, do you have any shout-outs, plugs, or favorite stuffed animals as a kid?
You can follow me on Twitter at Eric Hunter. My indie game review blog is at IamEricM.com. My one and only lovable childhood stuffed animal was a Donatello from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wow.
Still have him.
I think I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, it's the, nice. The comic book, so he's brown. Going to give it to my kids when they're old enough.
Oh.
So. And he waits patiently in a box.
Jason! Oh. As any good turtle should.
That's right.
Ninjas can be very patient.
Even Teenage Mutant.
Jason! Teenagers, I guess so. The only way they can become... If you want your teenager to be more patient and behave better, just enroll him in ninja school. That's the solution right there. All teenagers should be ninjas. They'd be so much better off.
Yes.
Jason, do you have any shout-outs, plugs, or favorite brands of alcoholic beverage?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lan. I'll give a shout-out to Sachi Matsumoto, who did the voice acting of Link. Zelda the Wind Waker. And I'm going to give a shout out to Lamb's Rum. Because it's the only rum
nice.
That features my name.
Nice. Wow.
How much did you pay for that?
Good work.
Still waiting for those checks.
Yeah, okay.
12 rupees. Someday we'll have a special guest on here. And on another day, we'll take a listener suggested scene from the showdown. Ooh. But tonight is not that night. Tonight is the night we bid you adieu. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being an audience. Just remember, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week.